is the Don and Mike Show.
What's this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Listen, this is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there.
Yeah.
We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you. That was the joke.
No. Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
That's a good rejoinder.
Yeah.
Sometimes I laugh at them myself.
Yeah, they're rather amusing.
Bucket full of faggots.
That's their intention.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hi.
Hey, I heard you guys talk about this John from Cincinnati on HBO all the time.
We talk about it endlessly, constantly. Every day.
I know, but I can get with it. What's going on with this? It's like, you know, I don't get the head or the tail from the story.
Don't matter. They've canceled it already.
It's over. It's done. Kaput. Fine. End.
Don't worry yourself.
Done.
No longer.
It's gone. We wasted all that time with our noses up Al Bundy's butt.
It was terrible.
Terrible. I never understood that terrible. Show. Horrible.
Mike, you know you liked it.
No, I watched it. I watched it once, and then that was it.
Terrible.
I didn't like it. I don't know. I hear that HBO is trying to F me. I was making a joke. I was talking with one of my friends. And if you don't like it, F you and your families too.
Now let's talk about the game.
Television shouldn't be that hard. That show was too hard to watch.
Yes. I like Rebecca De Mornay, though. I think she's preserved herself well.
Dwayne Wade, you're not my five.
That's terrible.
Horrible.
Terrible.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Is this Holly Morris?
Hi, honey. What's happening?
I want to find out if you guys were watchers of Big Brother.
She wants to know if we watch that. No, it's another one of those summertime shows. I mean, Don kind of ventures off into Madden land. I watch baseball games. You know, it's summertime on TV. It's kind of a suck fest.
Okay, all right. There's some interesting characters, but if you guys aren't keeping up, that's fine.
Well, I tell you what, you know, hold on a second. Why don't you please tell us some of the interesting characters?
There's about a 50-year-old bar manager who's like an old rock and roller. He's a name dropper who lives out in California. And on this, you know, tattooed, very aggressive personality, likes to get into people's minds. And it's interesting just to watch the way he's able to get into these minds and manipulate all the other house guests. And you got the young girls, you know, who they bring on there because of their assets, let's say. And, you know, some of them are dumb as dirt. One girl is just a crier at the drop of a hat, and she's interesting to watch that every time you turn around, they're...
Bye! I think it was Holly.
Oh, why are women so impossible to listen to?
Well, that was particularly excruciating.
Hi there,
what was she talking about?
I believe her period.
Ah, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there, what's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Let's see if we can make it two for two.
I'm from Scotland in the UK.
Scotland.
I believe my first thought is this is a man pretending to be a girl.
No, I swear.
You're calling from Scotland?
I'm calling from Scotland. It is 10:37 here.
And really? What's the town you're in Scotland?
I'm in Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe you are a girl. You sound like you might be a guy pretending to be a girl.
I'm telling you, I'm totally a woman.
And you're an American?
Yes, I'm an American. I live in the UK.
What motivated you to give us a holler?
I used to listen to you guys way, way back in the day when Rob used to be an intern and stuff.
Yeah.
And And I just found you guys again on the internet and stuff, and it's just so cool to hear you guys again. I was wondering, would you guys ever come over to Scotland and do a show?
Would we ever do what?
Go to Scotland? Would we ever go to Scotland and do the show?
I didn't hear her say it.
A podcast.
Like what?
How would that work?
Like you guys would do a show over from Scotland, and then we'd pick up the seat. No.
Yeah, but what about the whole satellite thing?
Why not? If you can make it work, you guys are radio gods.
How long you lived over there?
5 years.
Tell us about it.
What do you mean?
Tell us all about Scotland. We want a little primer on Scotland.
Okay, there is a pub on every corner. There is a bookies to follow it. And soccer is really big over here, but they call it football. In Glasgow, they have two teams, the Celtic and the Rangers.
Honey, I'm sorry. It's very interesting. We must move along. Thank you. I've just noticed it's 38 after the hour.
God bless.
Bye now.
Now, your local on the 8.
Would you like to advertise on this lame bit on the Don and Mike show? Call 555-SUCK-IT.
We are such stains. We really are.
We are giant tools.
We are indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Don, did you hear that Janine Garofalo is going to be on 24?
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
No, I think the best way to do this, we had somebody just bring that up. Maybe every day I should just come in and read what I call the hot sheet.
Yes.
A lot of days I don't get to the. Right. These are topics that would be good to discuss on the show.
Uh-huh, right.
For instance, here's what I have today. Mike Vick. We've already talked about him.
Right.
11 people hurt on Tom Cruise's new Nazi movie.
Yeah, would be okay. A lot of a trip,
200
right.
people attended are going to attend Anna Nicole Smith's baby's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ryan Seacrest is hosting the Emmys and also hosting the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo is going to be on 24. Mm-hmm. The Stones, there's a rumor out that they may play their final show on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Jenna Bush might be pregnant. Jessica Biel has a girl crush on Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else got anything you want to throw in?
Yeah, you missed one, Don.
What's that, Mike?
Merv Griffin passed.
And he might have been gay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah, I know who Janine Garofalo is going to play on 24. She is going to be the other daughter of William Devane, and she's also going to be the lover of Powers Booth.
And then just slam that volume mm-hmm. wide open.
Only the glass really could go through the radio.
Yeah.
Yes. Would that be great?
That'd be great, yes. Like a missile.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. So suffice it to say,
uh-huh.
if I say something pompous, like we already know about it.
Right.
Listen, all these DJ facts, they're like from USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you don't hear them on the show is that I'm working under the assumption that you guys are smart enough, you listeners are smart enough, you've heard most of this crap already today.
Exactly.
Please.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Never an off switch.
That's right. Always running.
Just pointed to my big stupid head. Mm-hmm. Never an off switch.
No. Like right over your eyebrow, too. You did it right over your eyebrow.
It's like yesterday I was trying to do the Japanese eyes for you yesterday.
Ah, yes. Very good. And the Japanese eyes remind me of Ann Curry, and that reminds me of the news. And
all right, Al, thanks so much, and you stay safe, buddy.
I've got to tell you that Michael Vick pleaded guilty.
What?
Yep. Just trying to keep you up to date and informed in case you missed it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Here's an idea. Why don't you go to Ireland and try and broadcast from there?
Yeah, like that would ever work.
We always get lost when we go over there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey.
That woman's suffrage thing, I believe, just passed. Did you guys hear about that?
You're saying women can vote?
You're kidding me. You mean they're going to be able to go to polling places like the men do?
I'm sorry, but I believe I just heard that.
Well, it's the end of the civilization as I know it. Keep us posted. That's for sure.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Suffrage.
Hello. Hey.
Suffragette City.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Hello.
Yeah, Don?
This is Major Tom to ground control.
This is Major Tom to ground control.
Changes. Fame, what's your name? What's your name?
Joe.
We are the Young Americans. Hey, come on. Let's dance.
What's the China one?
China
girl. Little China girl.
Little China girl.
This is Ziggy Stardust. How may we help you?
Anywho.
Are you exasperated?
Excuse me, we just riffed on every goddamn title that came up. Please.
Just doing a little David Bowie fun.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I love his tone.
I'm sorry we slowed you down.
I love
on
his tone. Sounds like my old man. Really.
All right, I'm sure what you had to say was much more interesting and informative.
Are you done?
No, Don, I was just curious about Michael Vick. Is he in the new Madden, or have they updated the rosters? Does this mean we don't have to play people who are always Michael Vick?
Now, see, that is a good question.
Well, why didn't you at least give us some props on our David Bowie before you just barreled right through to that?
I never got into the glitter rock. I'm sorry.
I mean, come on, dude. I'm just talking about dancing in the streets.
I lived the glitter rock.
And I hope you have a white Christmas. And right there, of course, I'm talking about when he whored himself out.
With Bing Crosby.
Right. With Bing Crosby and also with Mick Jagger.
I think Bing Crosby was actually doing Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, little drummer boy.
That was it. My mistake, Mike.
Oh,
right.
Brutal. Peace on earth.
And about the Vic thing, I really don't know if he's in the actual game. But I know that when you go online, the first thing that it'll tell you is we got to reboot some stuff. And when you get the updated rosters online,
they take him out.
Like, yeah, Vic is gone.
Sure. Oh wow! All right,
good. It's Joey Harrington.
I didn't know they could do that.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Have you heard that Janine Garofalo has been convicted of a dogfighting ring?
No.
No, we shouldn't laugh at that now.
Hey.
I'm not. Did I look like I was going to laugh?
Yeah, I almost did.
No. Of course not. You know what? I'll tell you what it was. It was the effort from a little brain that at least was trying in some way to please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Only they could have seen me.
Please us.
Please us greatly.
When this segment is over, wake me. And I would like a cherry pie.
We are both wearing our Swami outfits.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you guys doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
Alfonso Schofield Jr., I'm your father.
What, do you want us to come to your house and just beat your ass? Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I just found out from my son, who's stationed in Hawaii, that there are Japanese planes bombing the fleet.
Okay, let's stop this now. Please, let's stop this. Please.
That one was, I approve of that one.
Stop this, Mike.
That's, you know, when you go, when you go to a big event like the old WW2 Pearl Harbor,
Hello.
That's a good deal.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, don't tell me it's Mary Todd Lincoln calling in. Your husband's got a bullet in the head.
Something happened at the theater this evening.
The play.
Hello.
Yes, it's you. Hello, you're on the air.
Welcome to the romper room of rock radio. It's beer, booze, balls, guy talk.
And our salute to Glitter Rock.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Blue Jean, baby.
Ah, you know what? That's a good one. That's a David Bowie one I should have had. And that's a really good song, too. Blah, blah, blah. Blue Jean.
You had all the real big ones, though.
Right. Yeah, I like Bowie.
I mean,
I've
you went right
him.
Through to the Bing Crosby whoring. That's the best.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, here's a radio up too loud.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very well.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Yes, buddy.
Hey, when you...
Can you hold on a second, please? Could you please hold on? I notice we're coming up on 48 after the hour.
Now, your local on the 8.
It's got all the way. Hey, how are you? Oh, he hung up.
Oh, so, you know, it seems to me people are impatient when they don't want their local weather.
Hello, John and Mike show. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
That's the David Hasselhoff.
What's up?
Yeah.
You called us. What can we do
Hi.
For you?
Just a comment. Pretty soon you're going to be able to call the man Michael Konzik.
I didn't even smile.
Oh,
I didn't smile at that. Good for you, Mike.
All the animals are rubbing their legs together on my side of the room.
Right. Michael Konzik.
On Mike's side of the room, it's this.
Yep. Yeah, we're having a real effing tea party on my side of the room.
You laughed at that.
I smiled.
Hello, John and Mike.
There's a big difference between my fetching smile, my Tony Kornheiser beating smile, and my patented guffaw. Thank you to the 65%.
Did Rupert send you a sash?
No, he didn't. Don't you think
a tiara?
I should get something.
I would think
I should get a little something, and that really would be that would be what I'd like. The sash. Media hottie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Paul
Revere. The British are coming.
Okay. See, now all right. Now.
Now. Do you agree with?
Yeah. And you're right. I encouraged it by my laughing at Pearl Harbor.
Hello there.
But Michael Konzik was not in any way related to that line of comedy.
Right.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, my two favorite DJs in the whole wide world.
Hi there.
Hey, how many more days until King and Queens?
Oh, yeah, 20 days.
Oh, that's the first preemptive strike one.
No, I got to tell you something. Rob was major league pissed. He runs tape on whatever the UPN station is, and they run the one promo every single day
at the same time, right?
Saying the countdown to days. He was very upset today that he came in, and they didn't run the promo?
No promo today. I went through the tape three times.
Would it have been 19 days?
Would have been 20 days.
20 days.
But here's what's really important, and, sir, I want you to hear this, too, if you're listening. Every night they're going to run two episodes back to back, and pretty soon there's going to be the one where Jerry Stiller moves out of the house, and it's going to be, he just can't even handle it.
You got to get more detail on that.
He misses his daughter, and his daughter misses him, and neither wants to admit it.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Can't believe it.
Hey, hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Talk back.
My name is Hugh.
Hugh Hamilton.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Unfortunately, yes.
Hey, can you do me a favor and play a nightmare for me? Could you play all...
What, replay today's show? Or just this phone call?
That too. Could you play all the Holly Morse's tape at one time?
No, we wouldn't wish that on our worst enemy. You know what we've got today?
That would be, unfortunately, the bad use of the letter
Holly
S.
Morris's. I picked up on it as well, Mike.
Sorry. I hate to be a stickler for that.
With the sound effect.
Could you play all the Holly Morris's tape?
You know what they had her doing today?
What?
Today she's driving go-karts.
All right. Oh, that's high energy. Yeah. That sounds like high energy right there.
I really think that somebody at Channel 5 is listening to us and is trying to think of just the most ridiculous S they can have her do as long as we are caught up in her.
If we're caught up in it, then may I recommend extreme sports. More extreme sports. Yes.
And I want to see a more feminine side of Holly.
Oh, really?
Well, I'd like to know, about... Which particular feminine products work the best?
I can hear the anchorman now. It's no secret that Americans like to wind down, especially women, with a nice bubble bath. Speaking of bubble baths, we now go out to a housing development out in Gaithersburg, Maryland, where Holly Morris is standing by in her very own bubble bath. Holly, you're looking very comfortable there. Then they play, gentle, soft, sexy music.
I was thinking that she'd shave her big hairy legs on TV or something.
That's right. A new razor is catching the world by storm. Holly Morris is going to demonstrate how we use it. She's going to start at the upper thigh.
They're having a carnival in the nudist colony in Crownsville. Holly is there.
Hello. Are you there? Don and Mike show.
Yeah, that one guy.
Yes. Hi.
That one guy misspoke. Janine Garofalo got busted for having a ring for fighting beavers, not dogs.
That's good. Hang up and run away.
That's right.
Do you think it's a safe bet that maybe we boycott the name Janine Garofalo from the show?
Hey.
I'm sorry. This is Janine Garofalo cancer.
That name equals boner. A pripection.
I will wait to see her.
I get a pripection.
Priapism.
Thank you. But you knew what I meant. It's the thing when you stay hard for 4 hours.
You combine two words there. 4 hours. And see your doctor.
Doctor?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, the radio show you're listening to now.
Is this me?
Oh, that's an immediate disqualification.
What not?
Well, to me, you know what that was? Hanging up on that guy? One less Janine Garofalo reference.
Oh, right. I did catch Peyton Manning say whatnot last night, incidentally.
I'm sure he probably uses it, throws it around.
Listen, sure. I'm sure as he licks his spoon and scratches his butt at dinner, he says it. But it was...
He licks his knife.
I rip. Mark Rippin. He tossed it in. It was like, well, you know, we're missing a lot of parts, but it's really about getting back Super Bowl and whatnot.
No!
Like, oh, God! Christ, it came so easy for him.
Really thought we were making progress.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
I
wanted to tell you guys, the Titanic just sank.
All right, I think we're officially going to end phone calls.
But I'm curious about you as an individual person. What sex are you?
It's gone, Mike.
It's gone. We never got a chance to identify it.
I know. It's time for news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
We got a break. Buzz, when we come back, we'll start the news by finishing our tribute to Jim Cantore.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because we never heard him bravely talking about the tiny iguanas that had been washed up on the beach by the remnants of Hurricane Dean.
Yes, he was showing concern for all of God's creatures shortly before he was washed into the sea.
And I think we got one other one as well. The guy from NBC, Kerry Sanders, who is exaggerating the amount of damage that is within camera shot of where he's at.
Uh-huh. They always do. I'm very glad that you and I don't do a show from like a studio that's in a hurricane-prone area, because we would be the ones that would be sitting there going, you know, let me tell you something. People are, and then what you would hear in the studio would be the roof ripping off, and we would be going, okay, so I could hear you saying this. You'd go, okay, so it's a little cooler in here now. Because, you know, that's what would happen. We'd be going the opposite way, and that's exactly what would happen.
And I would be like one of those idiots that they have. They always like going up to the tourist who is not left, and who says, but, you know, I'm no meteorologist, but it looks sunny. It really doesn't look like a hurricane's coming.
We'd be finishing the broadcast going, what do you think the storm surge has been greatly exaggerated? There's no storm surge. What are your pussies worried about?
The other interview they love is, and it's done, they did it yesterday, is the retards that are surfing.
Oh, yeah.
These waves are so big.
Always.
They're so big.
All right, here's the guy from NBC.
Okay, I'm moving a little bit out of the way because we have...
He's just exaggerating now the conditions.
I have some debris coming down the street here. It's one of the dangers about being outside while the hurricane is still coming. You can see the water here, but if I look at...
Meanwhile, it's like someone's got a fan on in front of this guy.
It's a little windy.
Seriously. And it's misting.
Actually, right over there, there's a piece of metal, and that's some corrugated metal that came off of somebody's roof.
Yeah.
One of the dangers, of course, is that...
On the ground.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a piece of corrugated metal on the ground, not moving, Stain.
Missile. As you said...
Hold on, what is it? It could become a missile. Hold on a second.
Somebody's roof. One of the dangers, of course, is that becomes a missile. As you said, the hurricane winds have dropped a little bit. I'm going to ask my colleagues here to keep me honest if something moves here.
Yeah, I think my penis just moved.
I have priapism.
It's lasted for 4 hours.
I'm here. It's kind of breezy, but I got to make this sound bad. There's a piece of roof. It might have happened last night.
Could be dangerous, a missile.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that the hurricane is over and folks are huddled inside shelters. And we understand in some of those cases the shelter walls have actually given way. It's very difficult to get to exact.
He's just wishing for this.
Yeah.
There are no substantiated reports at this time that any of this has happened.
He's hoping that, you know, that's what kills me when they're hyping it. You know, we've heard.
This reporter, Kerry Sanders, is standing in front of a resort in Mexico.
The prime directive, why can't it simply be report what is corroborated and what you see?
About this?
We don't need to hear that it's worse than it is. We want to hear the real deal, good, bad, ugly.
I'm Kerry Sanders. Guess what? it's not so bad where I'm at today.
Right. Yeah, never.
The information
never
at this point, because the police and the Army actually retreated into their positions for safety to ride the hurricane out. Lines of communication are very limited. So what has been going on is a few camera crews have gone out to various locations to take a look. We're looking up because we have power lines over our area. I'll tell you what we did do is, as the hurricane...
Yeah, right, Superman, because you're so brave.
You know, it's twofold. It's human nature that he's been sent down here. He wants to be the very, dramatic guy that's dealing with that. And also, I think that they actually want to make they want it to happen. They actually want it. I mean, he's trying to will it to
happen.
He's
trying to wish it.
Well.
Yeah.
Roared ashore with its most powerful winds in this particular area. We went out to take a look to see what was going on. This is what we saw in the darkness.
And then they just rerun the same footage that they've shown 8,000 times.
Some guy, one cameraman. And you know what, really? And don't you notice that with hurricane coverage, it usually is the camera guy that gets out there. And you see the 14-foot wall of water that the camera... And then they roll that stock footage again and again and again.
Well, I guess we've heard enough of that. Although it would be good to hear Jim Cantore talk about the iguanas. Oh. The poor iguanas.
I'd love to hear that.
We got to hit a break, though, first. In the meantime, we're 8 minutes late.
Now, your local on the 8th.
All right, legally it's a contract violation, but my people need their local on the 8th.
I'm Jim Cantore, and I'm sad, Don.
Why, Mike?
I wasn't able to resuscitate that iguana. Mouth to beak. Didn't work.
I got the feeling that these commercials could be deadly. They could be coming at you like missiles.
Yeah. There's a piece of metal on the ground. Watch out!
This is the Don and Mike Show.